Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige. Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks! Dude, they should run with that. Soul food.
He's coming for Risky chitlins. Chitlins and collard
greens. Odor eaters.
I'll pass another community center who just
once a
week.
Why don't they make underwear? Go ahead.
We'll just give out random free food.
Yeah.
And there's no catch, no strings.
You can go on the free food tour for sure.
Yeah, you could because, you know, the first Tuesday of every month, there's a place in the upstate that gives free hot dogs and 4 to 6 in the afternoons.
First off, why you would pay for them is one thing. Getting them for free is another.
Case he eats bologna.
You only get lips in those. There's no BHs in them.
He eats bologna in the refrigerator. That's why.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There's people out there. You really do that?
Carolina Pride, though.
I hate when people do that at Halloween where they do, like, you know, like you take your kids to, like, 14 different trick-or-treating things.
They go to the neighborhoods. Yeah.
Or they go to the church, you know, and they don't even go to that church and go get all their free candy and stuff and then...
Anywhere with a free mass load of candy, they're going to go take it up.
Yeah, yeah. Which, if they need it, fine. But if I go see that same candy for sale at the restaurant your parents own.
Plus, do you want to give it out, though? Do you want somebody, you know, trekking up the hill to knock on your door?
Yeah.
I've never had a trick-or-treater ever.
Me neither.
I don't get them anymore.
No.
Because every town has a little deal.
If you just tuned in and you probably think, God, this is another rerun. They're talking about Halloween right now.
I used
what are you going to wear to the party tonight, Paige?
I used to go to my brother's house because
it's June 25th.
Halloween was fun in Traverse Rest. Like, my brother's neighborhood 26. Was fun for Halloween. Like, all these people would just come in there. It was a good time. Like, I liked this neighborhood. I just didn't have a...
Let me tell you something.
Something.
If you are, this is for me. Like I will crave fast food sometimes.
Oh,
like
I crave it.
But then I say that it's fast doesn't always mean best or mm-hmm. easy or whatever.
I'm
you
always
know?
Disappointed lately.
Like you ever know anybody named Fast Eddie? He's a shyster. He's a schemer.
Oh, what was it?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Color of Money. That's what it was.
Anyway,
Paul Newman.
If you need, and this is obviously to say all fast food, blah, blah, blah. But the things you wonder about, I often say, you know you're at a good, clean restaurant, a good quality food restaurant if you can see the kitchen from your table.
Of course.
Yeah. In the big restaurants, you can see the kitchen. If you can't see the kitchen, there's like the reception area down here at Odyssey where literally there's a little slit there and you can't see there's even a kitchen back there. It might just be a microwave and one guy. You don't know. Here's another reason for you. And I'm reading the news. That's all I'm doing right now. It's local news.
Kill the messenger. Here it comes.
Dateline, Union, South Carolina. They're back in the news.
Did they do the unthinkable?
Down in Union.
Three employees at a Wendy's fast food restaurant in Union have been accused of spitting in a customer's food and serving the food after it had already been in the trash.
Oh, God.
The incident happened at the Wendy's on 509 North Duncan Bypass. According to an incident report, a woman cited she had ordered food at the Wendy's drive-thru after receiving her food. And this is where she messed up.
Mm-hmm.
She informed employees that there was something wrong with her order. Staff took the order back, and the woman asked for a refund. She also asked for a receipt and was given one after she was not given one for the meal she had paid for. The woman claims that staff said that they would remake her food. The woman said that after she left the store with the remade food, she began to eat when she received a phone call. Someone from the store said, "Don't eat the food." The woman told police that the caller told her someone had spit in her food and put it in the trash can and then took it back out of the trash and put it in a bag and gave it to her.
How'd they have her number?
Oh, that's a good question.
Solid question, Paige.
That scares me.
I bet the news didn't say either. They probably don't know.
You know, I didn't even think that.
Come on, man.
There's some...
Don't eat the food.
The victim told police she called the store and spoke with the manager on duty who said they spoke with employees who backed the alleged food tampering. She was told by the general manager of the location the employees responsible were written up for the incident. Written up.
That was it?
Yeah.
Taking it out
as a
of
result
garbage.
Of the investigation, 33-year-old Crystal Shadela Holly, 19-year-old Trinity Lachelle Reese, and 23-year-old Aaliyah Shante Sanders were charged with Shante. Tampering with the food item.
Yeah, how about fired and then charged?
How about fired and...
Ugh. I know. I mean, you hate to hear that. You always assume it's going to happen at some places.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't ever send it back.
I've never send food back. I just don't eat it. Like, no, thank you.
Oh, don't send it back.
Ugh.
I want you to. Are you really legit puking?
No, I'm not puking. But I feel like I'm right.
Oh God. But you did. That story made you puke.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
No. No, I wouldn't even call Rob.com on that one. I wouldn't take the case if I were him.
God bless, man. It just makes me think.
That is.
Makes me think of the times when, remember, you know, the restaurant.
I'm going to be sick now because I just saw that.
I'll take this trash can out of here.
I can't believe you. That story made you Ralph.
It made me think back to, don't say the town or anything, but remember the restaurant that I loved? And every time I'd go there, I'd get sick.
Let me write it down, because if I remember right, this might
there's
be
one
wrong.
That I can't
I thought, oh,
anymore.
It was probably something else I ate. And every time, and then that place got...
You're sweating. Are you okay?
Shut up, Paige. Don't make fun of me.
I'm not. I'm concerned.
I'm the biggest pussy in the world when it comes to that stuff.
Is that the place?
Yes.
Oh, okay. My God.
Now, let me look and see if they're still open.
Look and see what their rating is, because, dude, I got the second time, the second and last time I went to eat there, I never had a doctor say, yes, you have food poisoning, but by God. Matter of fact, no doctor's ever told me that. I think most people who say I have food poisoning, you know, it's not real. Oh, no.
Permanently closed. God bless. So you can say what it was and where it was.
I don't want to.
There was a fast food restaurant.
I don't want to even say the town.
Who served me a burnt hamburger.
Oh, what?
Was it the Philly Connection?
No. And I didn't ask for another one. I went into the store and I said, I need to see your manager.
Oh, Paige, you don't do that.
Yeah, I did. And he's like, can I get... I go, I will never step foot back in here, but this is what you serve to the public.
Ugh.
And I go, my son almost bit into this.
Well, okay, no offense, but a burned burger versus raw food.
Well, you don't know what else is on there. Ugh. You're going to serve things like that. And I never went
How did I watch my child being born? I watched without looking away.
In fast food, God. You cannot send it back. Let me tell you something.
I don't or do any it in restaurant, any, don't send it back.
Yeah.
As a person that fills out comment cards and, you know, sends emails,
you're just
when
doing
somebody
that
does
to
good,
try to get free stuff on your birthday.
Managers do not care about the customer service. District managers definitely don't care anymore.
I mean, I worked at a restaurant. The managers do care, and they're good.
When was this, though? Like 20 years ago?
No, I worked. I mean, they don't care now. Last year I did.
I know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
They didn't care.
Or they pretended they cared when
I was
there.
They don't even care about us. Oh, I'm a wuss. I know. I'm reading the text. I agree. I am. You know what? At least I can never like be a murderer or anything bad. Like I'd be too grossed out.
Well, you'd be the puke murderer. We got the puke killer here.
We found some evidence. It was vomit.
The Ralph killer.
Wow.
It was vomit leading out the front door. Golly bum, man. That got me bad.
I'm not going to take it.
I literally reverted back. And I'm the one who brought it up, too.
Yes, reverted.
I reverted right back to that restaurant.
Normally, it's me and Fatboy looking at sick stuff, and you can't handle it.
I know. And he got sick a couple of times, right? You gave him two or three chances to get it right. And then you went back.
Twice. The first time, it was like, I thought it was like flu symptoms. You know, I was like immediately like sweating, and then I'd get cold, and then I'd sweat that weird thing. But the second time, dude, I was...
It's like when people go to Mexico and get the mozzarella's revenge. Like, you don't want them.
You know, like, oh, God, man.
Are you feeling it like come back up again?
No, I mean, I don't care. It's embarrassing, whatever. I don't care. But like, so much trust you put when you go to eat. Like, I mean, so much trust.
That's why I make sure to say, you know, when I go to these places, thanks or, you know, good job or whatever. Because they could really like, they could take your little burger and shove it up their ass, honestly, if they wanted to.
It doesn't take much.
Yeah, like if
much.
You get a slider. Why do you think they call them that?
That's where it's sliding.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You were in the Krispy Kreme Club, knowing you.
I used to go to Carolina Cream before they, you know, decided to pull out of business for some reason.
Yeah. Is that donuts?
Yeah, would you think it was a gay bar? Guess what? Yogurt Mountain
was
not either.
It was a gay bar that had a Starbucks inside.
Hell yeah.
It's cream and coffee.
Well, that's what made it one.
Your cream for your coffee?
This is a few separate clips. So I want you to know what we go through because this was set up to, hey, let's stay after. And
don't mention what the original intent was, because I think that's still possible, if you would.
Are you going to
Okay, well, the
magic?
Third clip is a derivative of, you know, what could be an idea.
Yeah.
But we'll get to
fine.
That shortly.
That's fine.
So we're like, you know, kind of playing around, like, let's, you know, kind of get the cockles going, mm-hmm. warm them up, see what happens.
We hadn't done it in so long.
Yeah. So here's the first attempt of
I don't know. Let me say this for the audience and Mark. I don't know what he's about to play.
This is raw audio.
Oh, God, Fat Boy. Yeah.
There was language. So part of makes it part of makes it a great.
Yeah, right. It's a good.
He may be turning around.
I was calling mechanic.
Dude, let's do the mother thing. No, let's just do it like we're doing fat ass. Let me talk to fat ass.
You want
to
do fat?
Yeah.
All right, let's.
That fat on the phone. You can tell my energy level is really low at the end of the show.
Definitely.
Okay. First attempt, by the way.
Is this me on the first one?
Thank you for calling.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey,
it's Titties. Hey, will you put that girl on the phone? That fat can I talk at him, please?
Now, he trailed off because he hung up on us.
He also was...
Yeah, he was like... What?
Also, if you're a business, I mean, I don't care if you're low staff that day, like... Yeah. Five rings to get you to answer the call. There's one call. I don't know if he's going to play it. It was a business. It was a restaurant. Like a restaurant that was, let's just say, breakfast time is when you're going to get a lot of call-in orders.
Oh.
Didn't go. And it went to a.
That's the last one we're going
to
play.
Okay. It goes to a Google voicemail thing. I'm like, what are
you
doing?
That's all you got? Was a hang up?
Yeah, I can see on the phone that he just dropped off. So you don't get the dern, but he did hang up.
Then he'd say, oh, just I'm trying to phone scam this man and the customer service he was giving.
So if you remember, that was the point where we were like, you know, let's call somebody that's a little more buttoned up, a little more corporate. So yeah. You'll at least get somebody on the phone that way, right?
Right.
So here's the longer of the three clips, but we thought we had some success with this one, but, you know, guess what?
Guess what?
Mm-mm.
Thank you for calling, guys. For sales, press 1. For service, press 2.
Guys.
Hey, what are you doing, man? Is guys? Hello? Hello? You told me the number right. I hear it. Say car guys. Hello? I called the number you said.
I'm going to call him back. Freaking hung up on us.
Thank you for calling, guys. For sales, press 1. For service, press 2.
It's not five guys, by the way.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, buddy. I just called a few minutes ago. First off, don't you hang up on me again. And when I'm trying to ask you for a part or if I'm trying to call... God dang it, he hung up.
God, there's shit business.
I'll go to sales this time.
Oh, that, I thought that was sales.
It was service.
He wasn't giving up.
No, he wasn't relentless.
What's the setup, though?
I got a little pee.
Oh, just fat ass?
He keeps hanging up on us.
Oh, we keep calling him back.
Thank you for calling, guys.
I don't want to wait.
This is a business. I think this is why we quit doing them.
Like, you hear it pick up.
And then hang up.
Yes.
How do they know? They see your phone number?
Like a corporate business.
which we thought we would have better success with because you have the official, you know, answer or pre-recorded message or whatever.
Yeah, somebody's going to answer the call.
So we got off of them. We went to somewhere else. Like you said, we decided, you know, the morning food rush.
Yes.
Probably better odds.
I thought that was the clip you were going to play there.
Oh, it gets better?
Well, this no.
We thought we'd have more success with food.
I have to give you a compliment. I thought this was all complete trash, but like listening to it now, it's kind of funny.
People love to see what we go through, you know. The scams are not easy to do. They take a long time.
Yeah.
Here's the last clip
No kidding. For a 2-minute phone scam, it might be an hour and a half of calling like over and over again. Like, I'm serious.
Yeah. Because if you think
how the scam's laid out, you want it to hit like a crescendo at the end there.
Yeah.
So sometimes you got to call them back and really piss them off from the beginning.
Right. Yeah.
And that's not easy to do.
No, it's not. They won't answer on the second or third or fourth call.
Here it is when we thought, you know, food would be a better idea. Let's try one more. I'll leave him a review. Tried a phone scam and wouldn't answer.
Horrible. Customer service.
All right, let's do this. All right, this is you.
We're sorry.
We're trying to do it. We're trying to a work. Business. What?
That was a business that was disconnected.
I ripped this shit.
That was a business that was disconnected. So you put your number out there for a business, and it doesn't even work.
Oh, okay.
So that kind of got us a little more riled up, and then we decided, you know, to the food after that.
It's kind of like when you – let's look at it this way. You go out with your – I'll say this as a guy. You go out with your buddies. You know, you're all single. You're looking for some strange –
from each other.
And you go in looking for a 10 or 9, but by 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, you'll go with a 2 or 3. You say, I'm going to get something tonight.
Really? So, okay.
So, in fact, we had that same thing yesterday. Yep. Man, I'm going to get somebody. I'm going to get somebody.
Did we get somebody?
Off. Everybody working from home?
Let's do one more.
Caller ID is bullshit.
Let me try to...
I got a good idea. If I'm going to reverse it. I want to call and say, hey, can you do me a favor?
Hang on a second. So this is an idea you kind of came up with on the fly that was a little different than what you originally wanted to do. But it's got a beautiful sound drop in here, too, that will keep forever.
Oh, God. I'll say, like, my boyfriend's up there right now, and he's in there taking his and there's no toilet paper. Can somebody take him some toilet paper in there?
That was the drop. Do we have success? God, really? Son of a bitch. Maybe this is the bit. Nobody answers the phone anymore.
I guess so.
Well, you can f*** off Brian's breakfast.
Brian, just go to Waffle House. They will answer.
How can you scam when nobody answers the damn phone? There you go.
Nobody's
no
working any. That's AI.
Dude, Waffle House has AI voicemails now.
Yeah.
And it will ring and ring. Back in the day, if you called certain places, you knew somebody was there. That's why we love to call pawn shops and just give them like odd items. You know, the guy would get pissed, but he always answer.
I think now in retail, the employers are just happy to have anybody work. Because I went to a place the other day that, I mean, I've never had issues there before. A well-respected national company. And I go in, I pick out what I needed to get. Hell, I say, who cares? It's a CVS. I stood at the front for 10 minutes.
There's like, nobody yep. there to
I'm
help
looking
you.
Around like, is it, did the Lord come back? Did I not make it? Like,
they bleed
where
the turnip.
Everybody?
They make the cashier stock.
She had to go in the back and she's like, I'm so sorry, I have to put out some more orange juice. I'm like, good Lord.
I know you didn't have to put out cigarettes.
Where's the stock crew?
Let me hear that one part again. Let's try one more. I'll leave him a review. Tried a phone scam and wouldn't answer the phone.
Stock crew.
That's why we're, that's why we're not friends.
All right, let's do this. All right, this is you. Well, here it comes. I only dialed four numbers.
We're sorry. We're trying to do it. We're trying to work.
I'm gonna rip this off.
Everybody working from home?
Let's do one more.
Caller ID is bullshit.
Let me try to.
I got a good idea. If I'm gonna reverse it, I want to call and say, "Hey, can you do me a favor? My, I'd say like my boyfriend's up there right now, and he's in there taking his. You do a good impression of me, fat boy. All right. That's why, God, I was wondering, like, why would he want to play this? Why not just isolate that?
You know why?
Put it on a hotkey. Go ahead and put that all right, better. Put that there. Put that there with all right, better, and the other one. What you got plans for it? There you go.
I don't know if I got that one anymore. We got butter for sure.
All right, better.
God. It's where you don't know if you're going to say buddy or brother, and you call him brother. All right, bud.
I probably should delete this one, but we'll keep it for a little longer.
I'm talking about an eighth grader naked right now. I was talking about when I saw, wow, when I was in middle school.
Yeah, he was there too.
In gym class. I was also an eighth grader.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Fat boy.
I got to hear about this doggy.
Got to hear about Tom Brady.
What kind of dog?
Who has cloned his dog.
Yeah, old Tom. So his dog passed away in 2023 when he was still with Giselle. And here's what I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what we do know. Okay, so they took a sample.
Here's what we know.
They took a blood sample from the dog and then cloned the dog. But I'm trying to see. I don't know if. Okay, so the company that cloned the dog, Tom Brady invests in. So it's called Colossal Biosciences.
I saw about that company in Black Mirror.
God,
it's like every other episode's about cloning people or dogs or
whoever the hell writes Black Mirror. Like, you kind of scary.
You have that Stephen King very dystopian outlook on life, but like, it's interesting.
Like, you know some stuff we don't know. I guess
it is. It's like they're giving us little breadcrumbs of. Of hey, this is really what this means. It's all inverted. What's up's down, and what's down is up. Inside out. Do the hokey pokey.
So the company Brady invests in, the Colossal, they acquired a pet cloning company. So obviously they had to do it before. So I wonder if they just came to him like, look, let's take a sample to see what happens.
We want the fur color to be dominant same thing.
Do they? Well, that's a good point too. Do they use sperm or blood?
Yeah, they took a blood sample.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find a picture. I can find a picture of the dog. They look just alike.
Wonder if they're misshapen.
So how many? I mean, you'd have to have a whole litter of puppies, maybe. And
see, that's what I don't know either. Like,
that's cruel if you're destroying them just to farm out one puppy that looks like it.
And isn't it like the great movie Multiplicity with the great Michael Keaton? Where
he puts the pizza,
you're literally making a copy of a copy eventually, and then that's how. It's kind of like what the product of incest is. You know, a lot of times, like, you know, there's conditions with the folks. You know, they look all weird looking. They might not be very smart. They might drool everywhere.
And maybe like certain
cross-eyed things.
Certain animals have things that are dominant, like hip problems. I would be careful doing that, but I'm sure they know with science what not to do.
You know, when it comes to dogs, talk about like, I mean, I'm an animal person. I mean, I'm all human.
Flesh and blood of man.
But everybody's an animal.
But like,
sort of.
The way they like take, you know, and we had the dog that was, it was a genetic whatever, you know.
They make
the new strain of, dog. Like it's a lapso-apso oodle poodle.
Yeah, but
or whatever.
And when the gene pool is so small, that's when they start having health problems, because that dominant factor, that may be something that is wrong with the dog. Maybe they go blind or something like that. I don't know.
If you get the blood sample, yeah, I doubt you get in a litter, right? Like they probably can. The only difference between the two dogs is The dog that passed away was white in a lot of the face, and this dog is not. But everything else is the same. Now, I don't think you can keep doing this, right?
I think you're replicating a copy, and that there's going to be some unscrupulous things that are wrong with it, I think. But then again, like, now this is making me think, like, Brady's got his DNA somewhere, like,
For his children?
No.
For his children, or like, hey, would you like to have some Tom Brady DNA?
He's not the first celebrity that's used this company either. So.
Who's the first? Now, is that how where Walt Disney's head is?
Now, was the dog a male or female dog is what I want to know.
I think the first female was, or dog was a female.
What is the dog's name?
So the first dog's name was Junie.
So they.
No, this dog's name's Junie. The first one was Lua, L-U-A.
So what they did is they froze the dog's eggs.
They took a blood sample.
And blood samples.
Like, all they did was take a blood sample.
So what? To my uneducated ass, what do they do with that then? What do they grow it out of? Like, do they grow it off of like a pig or an actual, like, what do they grow it in?
I don't know.
A petri dish and it just grows hair eventually? I don't understand that.
This is probably dumb to say, but.
Well, I just did 2 minutes worth.
Well, is there enough? Do you get enough in blood? I guess you do to replicate it. Because people are saying, look, stem cells. They get stem cell injections and it like will repair everything that was damaged in that part of the body. Like naturally, the stem cells are doing it. So I imagine
things
with the blood.
That you have dominant in your family, for example, you know, if you had, I'm just thinking of diseases or something like maybe sickle cell or something STD. That runs in your family, that kind of thing. So if you have two animals that have the same thing, I'm just wondering.
That's a good point. Sickle cell is dominant in African American and Black populations. I don't think white people get it or have it. Mm-hmm. But they can't eradicate that with the technology we got now. Like you can't.
And you test the blood to see what.
God.
Was it positive, like, negative? Not, you know, because I'm thinking like.
Hey, you're starting a car battery over here.
No. I'm just thinking about, you know, blood types. There's O, A, you know. And humans and animals, I imagine it's the same. Yeah. And what you're going to see, because you're looking for the features. I'm thinking of the other things that are in the blood.
Look, Morgan Spurlock is no longer with us, but he was working on something that I had read. So they were talking about organ harvesting farms. Where you could send your own, you know, DNA in, and they could replicate it at the time if they needed to.
Well, that's brilliant. Like, if you're sick,
be like organs they could regenerate.
Like if you need a liver,
or if you need like part of an ear. Say you got ear holes too big, and like
let's say you're a painter and you wanted to impress your girlfriend, you cut your ear off and mailed it to her. Which we romanticized that. That was sick.
Then you can grow one back if it's harvested in a petri dish.
Paige, if your boyfriend Vince wouldn't leave you alone, he finally cut his ear off and sent it to you in the mail. Would you say, "Oh, he really loves me now"?
No,
he'll never hear me call him to dinner. But
I do. He loves me. I like Van Gogh. I do have a Van Gogh like print. That's really pretty. But I would be freaked out if I got body parts in
his actual ear.
Yeah, yes. Like I know that. What are you going to do without it, though? I feel bad keeping it.
I think there's a little more to go into this.
I do too, because it. So, look at it this way. You know, there's some people that maybe it's Amish or Mennonites or so. You know, they will not use out of the neighborhood or out of their family doctors. Like they have to be within, you know, like because they think that you're playing God if you go to, and maybe I'm wrong with those kind, but you know, there's certain faiths or beliefs that we do everything holistic because that's playing God. Or some people think like NASA, because why would we go to the moon? You're trying to play God. It's like building, you know, the tower to try to get up there. But God, you know, or whoever you believe or whatever you believe in, like, so, you know, that knowledge was given to that person by something. But then this, though, I feel like there are lines that get crossed where, like, even the AI stuff where you can, and it's a real thing, and it's not even a charge anymore. I mean, I'm sure it's, like, limits with credits or whatever, but, like, to upload video of your dead parent or whatever, they can sit there and make these videos now where they will like ask you how your day's doing. Like, that is going to mess up the mental health of the world, like, no worse than AI is doing. Like, that, the AI, I tell you, it could be the sign of a 50-year-old talking about AI. But when I see my grandson look at stuff that's AI, like, he doesn't understand.
Yeah, process it, yeah.
That's not a movie or TV. Like that, he just sees it, someone in their house flying out of the roof.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.